quarter to nine. It's only 15 minutes of breakfast late left, but I do want to talk dinosaurs. Now, these days we live on a planet pretty much dominated by mammals, especially, of course, us Homo sapiens, who are basically ruining it for everyone else. And our success is largely thanks to the extinction of the dinosaurs, who were undisputed kings for quite a long time before we came along. Now, you'd remember from science class that dinosaurs, we think, pretty much confident, wiped out by an asteroid strike millions of years ago. There's some very interesting new research from Tohoku University in Japan suggesting that dinosaurs were actually wildly unlucky because the asteroid landed in almost the perfect zone for the most amount of problems. Producer Jack's been putting some stuff together. Good morning once more.
Morning, yeah. This is an unbelievable story. It's blown my tiny mind, actually.
Well, it blew their tiny minds as well. So, look, where did the meteor hit?
Yeah, so basically, it was a 9-kilometer-wide asteroid.
What?
And it hit. That's a pretty sizable asteroid, and it hit Earth about 66 million years ago. It hit the spot which is now Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, which is in the Caribbean. You might know the city of Cancun now. That's kind of the capital of that part of Mexico.
But not that the two are connected. We're not suggesting the two are connected.
That's a different type of cultural disaster. But underneath this peninsula, there was an amazing concentration of hydrocarbons and sulfates, which is caused by a buildup of organic matter.
Okay.
So when the meteor hit this part of the Earth, it caused an explosion of soot and sulfate aerosols into the sky, which was so massive that it caused massive global cooling and drought for many, many years, which essentially caused this mass extinction event.
Right.
Yeah. So in this scientific report, the researchers calculated that only 13% of the Earth's surface had these sorts of geological conditions rich enough to cause this kind of mass extinction event. So the meteor could have basically hit 77% of anywhere else on Earth, and it would have been far less devastating.
That is interesting to me because I've always assumed it was just the particulate cloud that was creating this issue, not sort of something very specific to the area.
Mm.
Well, I mean, there must have been other stuff going on when the meteor hit. I mean, you don't get a 9-kilometer-wide rock impacting without some big issues, surely.
Yeah. So the immediate impact were massive tsunamis and earthquakes, which reverberated around the world. And then this massive amount of material in the Earth then resulted in global acid rain, and Earth's temperatures actually dropped by around 10 degrees. So if you have an ecosystem, that sort of catastrophe is not going to...
Yeah, 10 degrees is quite a lot.
It's going to make a huge difference. So yeah, it wasn't just the dinosaurs that suffered. Whole ecosystems kind of collapsed. In fact, 75% of all land and sea animals were killed by this event.
So, the idea, though, is that if it had hit somewhere else, this wouldn't have been quite as devastating.
Yeah, so the scientists concluded that if say, the asteroid hit Central Australia, or what is now Central Australia, which is quite stable geologically, then there would have been no cooling or very small cooling. So, it would have been bad for the species in the immediate vicinity. But it might not have caused this entire global collapse.
So, dinosaurs, I mean, are we talking about dinosaurs could have survived?
They may well have survived.
That is incredible.
If it had landed elsewhere.
Look, bad news for dinosaurs, pretty good news for us overall, we think, though.
Yeah, I mean, this event literally changed the course of evolutionary life on Earth. So, when it hit, obviously, entire ecological systems were torn down. But this environmental wound kind of allowed mammals to thrive in new ways. So, it even set the scene for the development of our own Homo sapien ancestors. So, if dinosaurs had continued to hold sway over kind of the terrestrial realm, it's unlikely that humans actually would have ever developed in the way that we have.
So we owe our existence to a rock, and in return, we're trying to turn the planet into a rock.
Pretty much, yeah. We owe our existence to a massive asteroid landing in one specific part of the Earth.
Fantastic stuff. Jack, thank you so much for putting that together.